Hey everybody, back at it with some corporate news and earnings reviews and why we own a group of brands that are the leaders of a bunch of important consumer spending industries. Wednesday, January 10th, and I want to keep on the theme of boring but effective, similar to like an AutoZone or an O'Reilly or a Costco or even a Visa, I think. Apparel, discount apparel, off-price retail. Very, very important. Hold on, let me move the microphone a little closer. TJ Maxx includes Home Goods. Not a lot of people know that Home Goods is part of TJX, as well as a brand called Sierra and Marshalls, also part of TJX. Well, super business, very exceptional long-term returns, but a pretty boring business, but a necessary business, particularly in times of inflation and when consumers are spending less and being kind of differentiated about where they spend. A name like TJX and even Ross stores, we have TJX, not Ross, become very important. And it's been a pretty good performer. And you didn't have to own AI and the volatility of technology. Go figure. So there's some good balance in owning some boring great brands that have good long-term returns and differentiated business models, along with those go-go exciting names like Apple or a Microsoft or an Amazon or DraftKings or whatever. So again, the consumer is still in a bit of a belt tightening mode, which is, kind of the sweet spot for TJX. But even in good times, people are still looking to spend less on certain things and save money. So it's performed well and mostly in good times and bad. They obviously had a difficult time for part of it through the pandemic. Remember, these companies buy excess inventory from all the other brands that just want to get rid of all that inventory and move on to the next season. So they get great deals buying excess inventory, and then they turn around and sell it to you. And I will tell you that I am not the target customer for TJX or Ross stores. If you've been in there, there is a treasure hunt, emphasis. Their marketing says people love the treasure hunt. Maybe they do. Clearly they do, given the sales numbers, $52 billion in annual revenues. Clearly somebody's enjoying the treasure hunt, but the store experience is pretty dreadful in my opinion. I'm just not the target customer, but my daughter loves TJX. She loves to go find unique stuff that, she didn't think she could find at a super good price. So there is a lot of utility for this business model, particularly now. In total, they have about 30, almost 3,500 stores around the US and a little bit in Europe and Canada. And they have a lot of opportunity to grow internationally. But this business is very, very important today. And it falls in that stable, predictable grower thematic with the economy. So great near-term EPS power that's sustainable. That should take the multiple higher over time. And a strong stock in a defensive, slowing economic cycle for sure. About $106 billion in market cap as a retailer. So it's a big, big company. Again, $52 billion in revenues, strong free cash flow, lower margins than, an Hermès or Ferrari or LVMH, but they do a lot of volume similar to a Costco. So they certainly have benefited lately in the last, year and a half with all of this massive inventory that all the retailers had because, when the supply chain is broken, you order as much of product as you can get, even when you don't necessarily need it because you don't know when you're going to have a chance to get it again. And so they had consumers won, TJ Maxx won, Ross stores won. So the stock now has surpassed the pre-COVID margins, which is pretty impressive. A key theme for us going forward for different companies is which companies got fit through a difficult time to come out the other side leaner, more profitable, more streamlined, with staff, better margins, better ROICs, et cetera. That should drive sustainable profitability and higher profitability, which again warrants a higher multiple. And there's a lot of names in that category. The pandemic and all of the distortions that were created by the pandemic forced companies to get fit and streamline operations and find better supply chains, or at least diversify supply chains. All of those things took time and money and anguish for managers, but a lot of that stuff is now paying dividends with lower freight costs and better control of expenses, et cetera. Even with wages, in many ways, labor is still fairly expensive. So TJ Maxx is coming out the other side, leaner, meaner, stronger, better returns, better margins. And, you know, they touch two important categories: apparel retail. You can buy shirts and athletic apparel and shoes, et cetera, as well as home through Home Goods. And I, you know, candidly, I don't love Home Goods. To me, it feels a little bit like one giant yard sale. Not really my thing, but I can tell you, we go there and we look for bargains on a regular basis. So I might not love the shopping experience. I'm a little more attuned to shopping experience as a brand's investor. And let's face it, you know, 85% of the household wallets directed by the female, not the male. We don't generally like to shop anyway. And if we're shopping, we like to shop for cool stuff like cars, watches, and mountain bikes. But, you know, 35% of their sales are tied to the home, which is a plus as mortgage rates come down and people start to, you know, some housing demand is stimulated. Holiday traffic has probably been very strong because TJ Maxx buys right. They should have some good profitability over the next couple of quarters. And then lastly, all I'll say is, you know, a couple of things. One, because this is a fairly defensive business model, it will tend to perform well over time for sure. But if and when the market pulls back and we get a chance to add to some, you know, higher growing technology or consumer discretionary brands, we'll probably and can use a name like TJ Maxx or some of the others, even AutoZone, maybe O'Reilly, as a source of funds to get more technology or go-go growth on sale. But, you know, so it has a few purposes in the portfolio. One is a stabilizer and more of a defensive allocation, which is a good balance to some of the more high growth, higher beta names and brands. And it can be used as a source of funds on occasion when you get to buy growers really on sale. From a style factor perspective, as many of you know, we like to extract the data from each company, and those are called style factors. Are you a dividend grower or a high dividend payer? Are you a big grower or more of a stable defensive kind of business? You know, do you have high debt and or low debt, et cetera? And so when you look and extract the data from TJ Maxx, they are a high score on return on invested capital, also ROIC relative to the weighted cost of capital. That's a good thing. They're a top quartile free cash flow generator, high absolute sales. So good, stable, high sales is great because it's predictable. They score really well in corporate buybacks. They score pretty well as a slow grower, but very predictable EPS company, which is also a low volatility type of stock. They score in the top quartile for high free cash flow yield. So it's not an expensive stock by any stretch. We think the multiple can even expand. And it scores 90% on dividend growth. So a lot of interesting style factors that we really like in 2024 on their own, and also as a complement to the things that score really well on growth characteristics and style factors like high revenue growth, high free cash flow growth, high ROIC, also high R&D spend relative to total sales, high SG&A spend relative to sales, low cost of goods sold, those kinds of things. So every business and every industry is different, and there's a place for a bunch of different style factors. But we do like to look inside the market to see where the returns are coming from and make sure that we have the enough access and exposure to those style factors. And TJ Maxx gives us some good stability as a good ballast to a lot of the growth. So that's it for that one. And we really like it. We don't own Ross stores currently, but that is another name that you could take a look at if you like the off-price retail category.